Santa Clara University rejects conservative club, for the third time. By Tom Sicada on June 17, 2019. Last week, Santa Clara University refused to recognize a conservative student organization for the third time. According to the university's vice provost, the student government's decision was not motivated by the club's ideological beliefs. According to a report by the Young Americas Foundation, leaders in Santa Clara University's student government have refused to recognize a conservative student organization. The club, a chapter of the Young Americas Foundation, is looking to receive official university recognition so that they can participate in university events and receive university funding. Gene Rosenberger, the university's vice provost for student life, told the student group in a letter that her investigation into the matter led her to believe that the student government's refusal to recognize the club was not motivated by the club's ideological beliefs. In your request for intervention, you allege that ASG's denial of recognition was based on YOF's political opinion. I reviewed the record and found that the record is insufficient to establish that the denial of recognition was based on YOF's political opinion. As a result, I have chosen not to intervene. My decision to not intervene with respect to the May 23 decision is made without prejudice. The report reveals, however, that several student senators hold strong biases against their conservative peers. Some of the senators have argued that Young Americas for Freedom chapters around the country have invited Islamophobic guest lecturers. Others argued that the group causes emotional harm to LGBT students. Another student senator bragged on Instagram about her vote to block the student group from receiving recognition. "It's funny how white people are saying POC and other minorities are sensitive and easily triggered. Yet fragile Republicans on campus were about to throw a riot because Young Americas for Freedom wasn't approved for RSO twice," the student wrote. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.